We're starting now with the second half of this, and the next one, depending, you know, I was wanting to make this partially a discussion of apps that people have found useful in on the iPhone using VoiceOver, but I can also, if you know, time permits, I can also entertain questions, even if you feel they're somewhat advanced. The worst thing I can say is, I have no clue. But, yeah, there's a lot of very handy apps out there, and a lot of blind people have been using, and there's, in many of these, you can actually go out on Apple Viz and read about them. But there's a few that I've actually found very handy just to start this out. For instance, a big one is Seeing AI. Is a free app from the App Store you can download. And what Seeing AI does, it's actually written by Microsoft, but it's like a stack of mini apps built into this. They call them channels. You have a channel that called product, and it's a barcode scanner. You hold a can of soup up to it and rotate it around till you hear the beeping sound and hold it steady, and it'll read the barcode and tell you what that can is, so you don't open up a can of green beans when you're in the mood for a can of chicken soup. There's another channel in there that's a color identifier. There's another one that's just a simple light sensor. There's a couple of text readers in there. There's one that is called Quick Text. You point your camera at stuff, and if it detects any text, it'll just read it immediately. It's for picking up short text or even finding out if any text is written on something. Or you can flip down to the next one, which is for documents. And that one, if you hold the camera steady for a couple seconds, about a foot or so away from a page or a computer screen, it'll snap a picture and do OCR on it. And it has, so that app is a very handy app that a lot of blind people like to use. Another app that I found very handy is there's one called Voice Dream Reader. And what Voice Dream Reader does, it reads EPUB books. It can also, you can read various, and it can read PDFs. It's meant to read several different formats of text. I've actually also used it to listen to podcasts, because you can go in and set up favorites and actually have it point to specific website areas where there's podcasts, such as I actually have a link going straight to Apple Viz, and I have another one going to something called Blind Bargains, where they have podcasts. And the reason I use this to listen to podcasts is because it's got the feature in it where you can speed up and slow down the speech just in the same manner that you do in the Bard app. If anyone's used the Bard app, if anyone's listened to Bard books, you listen to talking books on the regular talking book player, how you can speed the book up quite quickly, and it doesn't change the pitch or anything. It just goes faster and faster. Well, this Voice Dream Reader, it does the same thing. So if you have anything that's audio like that, that's in MP3 format, you can listen to using the Voice Dream Reader, and you can speed it up and listen to it very effectively and save a lot of time. Which does bring me, most probably, if there's anybody in here that does not know about the Bard app, Bard, B-A-R-D, it's sort of the library. Is anybody in here not know about Bard? Okay, yeah, I know you have it. I thought you did. I helped you set it up. Yeah. What's a podcast? Okay, it's just a recording. A podcast is where somebody just does they might on a regular basis do a talk, like Blind Bargains. They do a podcast about once a week, and they talk about different products or rumors or new things that are coming out, or there's issues, or they talk about trade shows. They'll talk about anything and any. And like when I mentioned AppleViz, they had podcasts. They'll get on there and they might talk. Sometimes I have roundtable discussions on the new features of the up-and-coming iOS, or they'll have or new Apple products that are coming out, or the guy I mentioned earlier who might just talk about one particular feature that they've updated in iOS, and he'll give a little lesson on it for 7 minutes or whatever. But you can find podcasts, even non-blindness-related podcasts, where anything from politics to cooking to healthcare or to gardening, that's all really all a podcast is just somebody makes a little broadcast where they, but they put it on, it's on MP3. They might actually have it live at some point, but it's usually recorded on MP3 where they just, you know, it's available once they've published it. It's out there and you can listen to it at your leisure. Yeah. No, it's a one way, it's a broadcast. Yeah, that's. Yeah, there are some, if you really aren't familiar and you want to do a lot of searching for podcasts, you can, there are podcast readers. There's some of them I have not actually used, but there's one called Overcast. There's one called Downcast. It's not depressing. I'm sure you could find a podcast with that title. But yeah, this is where the Bard app, that's why I assume probably most folks know about the Bard app. I don't think anybody spoke up and said they didn't. And yeah. Oh, you're not familiar with it? Are you familiar with Bard at all? Are you familiar with the talking book services? Where you, yeah, you can. There's, if you've got talking books, you probably got a player where they mail you the cartridges. Well, those are all digital books. You can also download an app called Bard, B-A-R-D, from the App Store. And the app itself is free, but you must be a talking book patron to use it. And you need to get a hold of the state library and have them tell them that you want a Bard account. And they'll set you up with a user ID and password. And when you, and it'll be specifically for you, and you can use that to go on there, and pretty much any book that you could call them up on the phone and tell them to mail you, you can actually, through the app, you can find that book. And if you have a halfway decent, you know, even a not so decent broadband connection, you can download the, you can let the book download onto your iPhone in 5 minutes, or, you know, if you have a really good connection, it might come down in 30 seconds. You can just, you know, you've got the book now. You didn't have to wait for it to come in the mail. So, you know, you're in the mood to listen to whether it be a magazine or a, you know, a John Grisham book or a Harry Potter book or whatever it is you are into, or the Bible or whatever. You know, you've got, you can download it right now. Pretty much, I would say, every blind person who's a talking book patron who has an iPhone should have that app. Yes. Now I could open it up if there's anybody who has a favorite app they'd like to share, or if you have questions about apps in general. I mean, I'm talking, I mean, there's apps out there. There's even one out there you can tune your guitar as a blind person with an app. There's a talking tuner app out there. There's just, you know, go out there and look for an app called Talking Tuner. I mean, you have to know the order of the strings, you know, you know what notes they should be, because the app will listen to the string, you know, when you pluck it, and it'll, like if you're plucking the high E string, it might say, I mean, if you hear it say F, you know, you've got that thing way too tight. But if it might say E sharp, or and it'll give like numbers where it's off, like where it's high or low. So you just turn your peg until, you know, and keep going at it until it just says E. Yeah, then you just move down to your B string and repeat the process. Yeah, yeah, but the, you know, the app will do that. The app will speak that, because normally tuners are, they're visual things that will show, you know, you'll visually will tell you, and it's, that does you no good. But there are, yeah, there's, does anybody have any questions concerning apps?
Yes.
It's called, he's mentioning, he uses the Instacart app, which, even though I've not personally used it, it is fully accessible. A lot of blind people use Instacart, and it works very well with VoiceOver. And it's called an Instacart. It's a grocery shopping. It's an app for shopping. You go on there, and you would you do your grocery shopping. You pick out all your food items, and then you select when you want it delivered, and it'll get delivered right to your house. Yeah, it's called Instacart.
And it works with several stores.
I was just
going to
ask.
Yeah, it kind of depends on where you live. It'll work, like Aretha said, you could use it for Kroger, CVS. There's multiple stores it works with. $35. Yeah, that's the one thing since the iPhone, online shopping has become even more convenient, to the point it's dangerous. It's too easy. Even shopping on Amazon, using the Amazon app, it's very easy. Well, if you had if anybody had an app they wanted to share, that works very well. But also, if you had a question about an app and wondering, you could throw it out there and we Discord. I've heard that. Tell you the truth, I don't even know what Discord is. Okay, that must be why I heard about it. Yeah. There's a lot of Apple Viz users that are heavy gamers. They love games, so they discuss gaming a lot on there, because there is a search for a lot of several blind people who are looking for accessible games, and it's a challenge. That's where you've got to really be willing to tinker with things that are really not made for blind people and trying to make things work. I mean, there are some games that are accessible, but when you're talking about games that are like video games, yeah, the only thing you can do is go at it, and it's like you just kind of put your voice in there, and hopefully if they hear it from enough people, then maybe they might get somebody to start working on it. And I think you're not alone on that one, because when you mentioned Discord, I recognized the name, so I knew that there are other blind people that I believe have made contact with whoever created that app, and they're saying, hey, that's on our wish list. We wish it would be more accessible. And that's about the best thing you can do is just contact them, tell them explain as best you can what the problem is. Yeah, you don't want to just say, oh, this is a piece of junk, and I wish you guys would fix it. Try to, yeah, honey will draw more flies. Yeah, because you can post a picture on Facebook. Now, the thing is that is not an area that I just don't mess with pictures. To me, I leave that to people that can see things to know how pretty they are. I guess I'm too much of a perfectionist that I know I can't make it good, so I don't mess with that. But I know that you can rename pictures and stuff like that, so you can put a description if you're confident you know what's in that. Now, there's, of course, once you took a picture on your phone and you go through your photos, you see the time stamp. Yeah. Though there is, that. And I've done that where I've taken some pictures, and I've experimented with taking pictures, because it will, if you're running VoiceOver and you hold you've got your camera app up, it will tell you things such as there's one face, two faces. Sometimes it'll say one large face. And what it's really saying, it's not telling you the person has a big face. What that's giving you the indication that face is taking up a larger portion of the photo, meaning that person's probably, you're right on top of them. And if it says two small faces, means they're further away from you. And it might give you some hints like near top edge, near center, near right edge. So if you're looking at that and you have one face near right edge and you really would like to get that person more in the center, you could pivot yourself a little bit to the right and listen again, and hopefully if it says small face near center, And you could, if you're trying to go, okay, I want to get the full person standing there, and now it shows the face near the top edge, you can probably guess, yeah, that person, now you're going to get their whole body. And then you can, hit the take picture button. But there's stuff like that you can do with voiceover. But as far as photo manipulation, there's all kinds of things, and our kids do this stuff. They will lighten and darken pictures, and they can crop things out of pictures and whatnot. There might be something like that would, you might look at that and say, that would be a beautiful picture, except for that thing on the lower left-hand corner really blows it, You could crop that out and stuff like that. But now as far as I could, there's nothing that I know of. Or a blind person doing that, you would have to have at least some vision. Very good suggestion for someone. Yeah, that being that I'm not a big photo taker, I didn't really think of that though. Yeah, Ira has that feature, so they can do that, and they can rename it, and you've got the photo, you have access to that photo, and you can then do with it as you wish. Yeah, you can buy ringtones. There are. I've not played with one for a long time, but there are apps out there that will let you record short snippets and then save them in the format that they need to be in as a ringtone. And there's several of them out there. I would have to research that for you to find out what's out there and what's available. I know I can tell you, if I suddenly decided I wanted to create my own ringtone, my first step is I'd go out on Apple Viz and I would go to their list of App Store apps that blind people have actually written various things and done reviews on. And I would look in the tools and utilities and find, I might even type in a search for ringtone. And I might, I would probably very well come up with a handful of them. And some of them people would say works very well with voiceover. Some might say works with voiceover with a few minor issues that you can overcome. And others might say it doesn't work at all. So, and though you'll get those kind of reviews, and then you can go from there. And that's what I would do. I would actually look. If I developed an interest in doing something I hadn't done before and I hadn't actually tried that app, that's where I would go, is the Apple Viz to see what experiences people have had using VoiceOver with that, especially if the app was one you paid for. All right. We have any other questions, even whether they're app related or just iPhone related, anything at all about anything? Correct. Yes, you can do that. That's actually, you do the two-finger swipe down, and you're starting. Now, say you've listened for 5 minutes, and
I make note that.
Right.
So how do I stop it? Right.
You take two fingers right in the middle of the screen, do a single tap, just two fingers, single tap. It should pause, interrupt, bam, right there.
Yeah.
You go answer your door, go get a Coke out of the fridge, whatever, pop open another beer. Now, go back to your phone and do a, yeah. And then at that point, now you're ready, just do another two-finger, just from the middle of your phone, just do a two-finger swipe down.
And it will start
that is awesome. Or I think that should. Though, actually, there is. I'm going to do something here because I'm making sure I'm not lying to you. Because as soon as I said that, I had actually thought that because at one point, because I think that changed at one point, and I had, if you did another two-finger single tap.
No, it did. It did exactly what you said.
Okay.
The two-finger single tap.
Yeah.
Start with the two fingers, and it picks up.
And it picked right up.
That I cut off a word right before a period. It started with.
Okay, it did do it. I wanted to make sure that.
Exactly.
Because I wanted to make sure there wasn't a behavior change, because there was one where a two-finger single tap again might resume it, but...
Well, the swipe down did it, so I'm not going to mess with you. There's enough that does it. Let's just not mess with one time.
If it's not broke, try to fix it.
Exactly.
Yeah, I think both methods work. Either the two-finger swipe down or another two-finger single tap. either one. Yeah.
I'm glad you asked that question.
Yes, both works. The two finger half off.
Yeah. Yeah, and that's what, and that will confuse, you can, it's easy to confuse methods because sometimes, and a lot of times on iOS, as we, but if you're a computer user, you know this as well, there might be three ways of doing the same thing. But yeah, I'm actually glad you asked that question. Yeah, because a lot of people also don't know about the, what we call the magic tap, which that's what the name I've heard a lot of people apply to it. It's, they call it the multimedia toggle, I've heard it called, but the magic tap is what a lot of the blind bargains people like calling it. And that's the two-finger double tap. That gesture, they call it the magic tap because it does a bunch of different things depending on what you're doing, but it's usually starting and stopping something. It's because if your phone is ringing, a two-finger double tap will answer your phone. So you don't have to go hunt for the answer button. You can just, yeah, it should answer your, yeah, you can also do the, of course, tap on your phone, slide dance or whatever, and you can go double tap that if you've got voiceover on. Yeah, well, if you can just try to do a two-finger double tap, you know, try that out and see if it works. Now, hanging up the phone is, and I don't know why, for me, I always double tap on the answer button. I don't know why I do that, but I always double tap on the answer button. But when it comes to hanging up the phone, I never look for the end button. Because if you're on a phone call, you're talking, a two-finger double tap will hang up the phone. If you're listening to music, a two-finger double tap will pause the music. And then repeat it again, it will restart the music where you left off. Now, I mentioned that this is a caveat. This is something just to be aware of because it, as I mentioned, that you can use the two-finger double tap to hang up a phone call. Well, if the person happens to hang up and the call disconnects a fraction of a second before you do the two-finger double tap, it, now you're not on a phone call because you just, they hung up 2 nanoseconds ago. So it starts playing music. You just do another, you just repeat the gesture to turn the music off is what you do. But that's why if you ever wonder how come you try to hang up a phone call and you hear music, that's why. It's because they beat you to the punch.
Music randomly starting.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah, there's a new feature that they added to iOS 13, which is kind of interesting, and I came down here. I was listening to a bunch. I was meant to bring some notes, and I didn't do it because there's a feature, and I'm forgetting the title of it. But what it does, and it's really bothering me that I can't remember the name of it. It's voiceover. It's a new voiceover feature that it's a new accessibility feature. It's not voiceover. It's accessibility. So, it when you turn it on, it will allow your phone. It allows you to use your voice to control your phone. You can just tell it. It's not Siri. It's actually an extension. It's something else. You can actually tell it to open apps. You can tell it to turn things off and on. You can also, anything that you would normally do as a gesture on your phone, several voiceover gestures are on there. You can sit there and say, swipe right, and it will do a swipe right. Say, you know, you can say double tap, and it will be just as if you did a double tap. And I am just, thank you. I don't know why. I just drew. I was like, that was bothering me. I was sitting here talking about it, hoping it would pop into my head because I really wanted to mention what voice control is because, and you can tell Siri to turn voice control on because you can go into your accessibility settings and turn voice control on and you can tell, or you can tell Siri to, or you can say, you can also tell it to turn voice control off. But the, what I hear that what it's really for is for people that might have dexterity problems. Is why I think they actually created it. So you can sit there with your voice and tell your phone to open apps and do all kinds of stuff. And it really wasn't designed initially to work with voiceover. And a lot of the folks, even at Apple Viz, when they were testing, they had no clue. They said, and even the Apple developers they were talking to said they had no, they weren't even initially making it because they were working this for voice control. It was for another subset of disabilities. but it turned out that it tends to work very well with VoiceOver, that you can, once you activate it, you can lay your phone down. Say you're in, here's a good example, say you're in the kitchen and you're cooking and you're about to get your hands really messy. You can, and you're reading the recipe and you want to be able to read it line by line. You might want to back up a little bit and back forward. You can now have your hands covered with all kinds of goop, and you can sit there and speak to your phone. You can say, swipe right, and it will go and read the next. It'll do a swipe right. It's just like you took your finger and did a swipe right to go read the next thing. Say you're on a recipe, and it'll read the next thing, and you can say, swipe left, swipe right, swipe up, swipe down. Or if there's, you know, whatever you're doing, or you want to do a double tap, or you can say, go home. And VoiceOver, it'll be just as if you're doing that, all those things. You can open App Switcher. You can do all, do all kinds of things. And then I think there's a feature you could say, you know, with voice control, you can ask, what can you do? And I believe it brings up a list of all kinds of gestures, things that you can tell it. So you can learn more about it. And yeah, there's if you're really interested in this, there is about a 13 to 15 minute podcast off of the Apple Viz site where that Thomas Donville goes through it and talks about it, and he gives a really good presentation that would put mine to shame. He does an excellent, does a really good job talking about it, but it turns out he used the example of being in the kitchen where your hands are all messy and you can sit there and control your phone using VoiceOver gestures with your mouth and not touching your phone at all. So yeah, the voice control, it's a brand new iOS 13 feature that you might, that if you're into trying anything different, advanced or whatever, it's worth a shot. Another new feature that they've done with iOS 13 that I really do like is when you pair a Bluetooth speaker to your phone. Used to, you know, I have a Bose SoundLink, for example. When I paired that, everything came through the Bose speaker, the VoiceOver, the music I was playing. So if I decided to do something on my phone and flick through or whatever, I would hear all that while the music's playing. Or if a pop-up notification happened, I'd get a notification. All of a sudden, I might get a Twitter or a Dice World challenge right in the middle of a song. Well, they've fixed it in iOS 13 so that when you've got that speaker active and you're playing music, VoiceOver will still come through your phone and not the speaker. So I can sit there and even search for another song if I wanted to, or do all manner of things. I can sit there and while I'm listening to music out of that speaker, I can be reading emails and I'm not hearing it over the speaker. I'm hearing it over the iPhone. So it's, you know, it's capable of differentiating, and it puts the music thread goes out the Bluetooth speaker, and the other stuff goes out, the VoiceOver goes out the little iPhone speaker. So it really is nice when I play the presidential release at our chapter meetings, so they don't actually all of a sudden hear that it is so-and-so's birthday on Facebook right in the middle of Rick Abono saying something key, you know. So that's another positive thing of iOS 13. Just try to give you a few upbeats since we've kind of had the unlucky 13 discussions earlier. All right, any other questions that I can answer? Yes, that is true. I could sit here and say, "Hey Siri, play WFMS 95.5. Well, I'm going to have to call her the S lady. Because we refer to Alexa as the A lady at home, because I have to mention the A lady, otherwise the echoes are all going crazy. and doing random strange things. So I guess we have the S lady. Well, I guess that demonstration, we know it works. All right. Yeah, that was a good positive feature of 13.